Now, I myself had some personal contact with Dr. Ambedkar, starting from 1950 and continuing through the early 50s, right up to 1956. I'm not going to go into the details of my contacts with him. Perhaps they aren't really strictly relevant this evening. But I had a fair amount of contact with him. And at the time of his death, I happened to find myself in Nagpur, where the great mass conversion ceremony had originally taken place, only 6 weeks earlier. So at that time, all his followers, they just came to me, and they were terribly distressed, having lost their leader. And they had become very disheartened, wondering what was going to happen next, now that he was no longer there to guide them. Anyway, I spent some days in Nagpur. I gave, in the course of 4 days, some 35 lectures in different parts of the area, sort of rallying them and telling them that all was not lost, etc., etc. So in that way, they started developing quite a lot of confidence in me. And thereafter, I used to go down to the plains from Kalimpong practically every winter and tour among these people, tour sometimes from village to village, town to town, trying to spread Buddhism amongst them. Or rather, I should say, not trying to spread Buddhism, in a sense it was already spread because they considered themselves as Buddhists. But since they considered themselves as Buddhists, trying to clarify for them what that meant. For instance, explaining things like the three refuges, the five precepts, the Eightfold Path, Four Noble Truths, things that they hadn't as yet heard about in most cases. Now, the situation was, as in a sense, as bad as that. But anyway, in the course of years and travelling all around Maharashtra among these people, I did become quite well known to them, and they developed quite a lot of confidence in me. However, 1964, came back to England, stayed for 2 years, then decided to stay on, decided to start a new Buddhist movement, decided to start FWBO, WBO. So while I was doing all that, of course, I was perforce having to neglect my work in India. This was a conscious decision, because I felt I'd done as much in India as I could for the time being. There were various difficulties, again, which I won't go into now, but I felt I couldn't do much more. I had to leave it. So I took up the work in England. But India was never really out of my mind, and I kept up my contact with my friends there. I used to insist on the newsletter being sent there. Some people used to wonder in the early days of the newsletter, well, why is Bhante so keen on sending it to these people in India that we've never heard of? Some of them used to think it was almost a waste of a good newsletter to send it off to India, where we didn't have any activities. But anyway, it was of the nature of an investment, as we afterwards discovered. So I had these people in mind all the time. I never forgot them. And of course, as you all know, 4 or 5 years ago, yes, just under 5 years ago, Loka Mitra had a visit for yogic purposes. He met some of my friends, then he came back, and then I put it to him that he should go and start up FWBO activities. So he did. That was 4 years ago. He's been there now for 4 years, and he has no thought of coming back. He has no feeling to come back. I suppose he will come on visits and all that, but he feels himself very much at home there and has pledged himself to stay there as long as is really necessary, and he's happy there. Anyway, the FWBO having been started in India, and more especially in Pune, I went out there, or rather I paid them a couple of visits some 3 years ago, on my way to New Zealand and on my way back from New Zealand. But on each occasion I stayed only for a few weeks, though long enough to ordain a few people. At that time I think a dozen people were ordained on the recommendation of Loka Mitra mainly and Padma Vajra. Two of them were people whom I'd known very, very well. Had a very close friendship with years and years earlier, that is to say, Dhammarakshita and Dhammalachana. So I had just that very little contact then. And of course, just recently, I've had this 3-month-long visit to see what has been happening, how they've all been getting on, and what stage the FWBO, or as we call it in India, Tralokya Board Mahasangha Sahaya Kagana, has reached. I'm afraid you'll have to get used to this expression. I'll probably use it again, you know, in the course of the talk, just to give you a little practice in hearing it.